I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1854. That was the day that novelist George Lepard died in Philadelphia. Lepard was friends with Edgar Allan Poe. He is most well known for his novel about Philadelphia, titled Quaker City. The book is considered to be one of the first American muckraking novels. Muckrakers write to uncover misconduct or muck in public life. The book cast the city elites in an unflattering light and explored the crooked underbelly of the city. The elites did not much care for the book, but the working class made it the best-selling novel in the country. In 1849, Lepard helped found the Brotherhood of the Union, which later became known as the Brotherhood of America. It was a secret benevolent society, a kind of Freemasons for the working man. The Brotherhood issued badges and medals. They borrowed from names and symbols of the American Revolution. They promoted a shorter workday, education, and election reform. By 1850, the Brotherhood had expanded to 19 states. Lepard was elected Supreme Washington, the highest title for the leadership position of the group. He died a few years later, succumbing to tuberculosis at the age of just 31. But the Brotherhood continued, long after his death, into the late 20th century. In a book about New York, Lepard once wrote, "Enormous wealth is only enormous crime." Yes, we may phrase it as we will, the immense concentration of wealth in the hands of any one man or in the hands of any corporate power is an evil fraught with more danger to the happiness and liberty of the nation than all the crowned tyrants of the world. Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.